Any demographic in America over the last 40 years.
It's a different world now. Like, we don't need men the way that they used to.
Nobody needs men!
The future is female.
Men and women are drifting further apart, and society is crumbling because of it. And society is crumbling about the value of
Sometimes just goes too far the other way.
You need to stop acting like grown boys and infants and actually become men.
Marriage is a bond, and it's a sacred bond.
It's a machine designed to extract resources from you.
Now many of the red-pilled have taken the position that it's bad for men to get married.
Hannah Pearl Davis, or just Pearly Things.
One of the most controversial faces in all of the internet.
She goes on to say that marriage is a terrible deal for men.
Because if me and you were in a business contract, you would never sign a contract where I am paid to leave.
Gee, what could go wrong there?
74% or something of divorces are initiated by women. Men have everything to lose, primarily their own children.
Men get killed by the courts and by divorce laws.
I had no idea that courts of family law were courts of equity, not courts of law.
Because in family court, you don't need evidence to accuse someone of abuse. You need no evidence.
When you guys say get married young, a lot of these men don't know what they're signing up for, and you're not going to be there when their entire life falls apart. I interview them on the other side.
I didn't meet my son until he was 15 months old.
How much did you spend trying to get him back?
On legal fees alone was about $200,000.
Before you know it, you're homeless. You're literally just thrown out onto the street.
We absolutely reinforce bad behavior from women.
Wives are taught to leave their husbands, and then daughters grow up without their fathers.
Family is the foundation of society.
Every problem in society comes from single mother homes.
A lot of women will just chase this negative rabbit hole of happiness, endless happiness.
Feminism's biggest failures is it lies to women. We tell women to date as many guys as possible. We tell them to put off family and a marriage.
You are allowed to leave your perfect husband. You are allowed to end a relationship with a really great boyfriend.
Oh, freeze your eggs, have an abortion.
What? You're evil.
I don't think there's anything else in life that we actually ever go into preparing to fail.
Right.
Like, if you have the mentality of this is going to go wrong and be pessimistic, naturally the outcome is going to be that it's going to fail anyway. Yeah. It's self-sabotage.
And that's the thing, like, women are so willing to leave marriages because they're not happy. This is not about happiness. The most important thing is the children. And the problem is we have a modern society where it's me, 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 my feelings, leave when I feel like it, instead of doing what's best for the kids.
This myth that we live in an age of male privilege. Where's my male privilege?
They think, well, men have all the rights. They have all the power.
Privileged patriarchal system that we have.
Why doesn't our society care about men's rights?
I have no friends,
no wife, and no social life.
Men are alone in this situation. Men are homeless. Men are thinking about eating guns.
I've seen so many men on the brink of suicide, and they didn't do anything wrong.
How are you equal if the men are the ones that have to fight and die to defend the country? The men are the ones that build and maintain all the infrastructure.
Women are helplessly dependent upon men.
The so-called deaths of despair from suicide, overdose, or alcohol, 3 times higher among men than among women.
Culture is telling men, you are no good.
You gotta get your act together.
I think men have failed themselves.
What kind of a man are you? What kind of a woman are you going to attract?
If men are in trouble, so are women.
Everybody knows this is a huge problem, but nobody wants to admit it.
Every single woman at the table said they wanted a man.
500K,
500K, 300K,
200K.
Am I crazy?
Everything is really set up against you to fail as a man.
If men make less than women, women don't want to marry them.
So you know who wants more economically and emotionally viable men? Women.
I don't want to be an independent woman anymore.
I don't want to be a strong, independent woman.
I'm over it.
When is it going to be my turn?
Where are we meeting the men that don't suck?
I can't keep having these same conversations.
The only simp here is you, Pearl. You simp for
men. No, I think you simp for women.
She's a provocateur. She says stupid stuff. But Pearl is right about this.
It's already happening. It's just not out in the open yet.
Now it's just hookup culture is going to be our fairy tale ending because men don't want a wife and women can't find a husband.
The future, if everybody follows your path, is there is no future.
We go into population decline and our economy goes into decline.
Civilization will crumble.
The American story does not end well. This is an existential crisis failing young men.
Well,
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Pearl Daily here on the Audacity Network. If you guys want, feel free to donate to our divorce documentary. That's the trailer that you just saw. They've taken away 3 Instagrams, 8 TikToks, and they demonetized me on YouTube for a year and a half. So we're trying to raise $100,000 to finish this divorce documentary. The link to that is in the description. I want to say thank you to the donations from yesterday. We got Lucian, $20, Brian, $15, Daryl, $100. So thank you guys so much for the donations. I only read first names in the name of being anonymous and whatnot, because, I mean, they try to ruin my life. I don't want them coming after you, too. So anyways, guys, I am trying to bridge the gap on a certain gap in the dating conversation. Now, we need to have a practical conversation about STDs, because I don't think anyone's having the conversation about how rampant STDs are in the dating market. And I would often hear things from the Tates, for example, I think they had a couple tweets that said raw sex is gay sex, or sorry, sex that's, you know, because you'll hear them say, not raw sex is gay sex, sex with a condom is gay. And I just thought about it, and I'm like, how do you guys not have AIDS or herpes, or do you know what I mean? Gonorrhea, chlamydia, HIV. And I just think this is missing from the dating conversation. You know, we don't really talk about what your odds are of getting an STD, how likely it is you'll get one, how to avoid them. And so a couple months ago, I'm currently locked out of my Twitter account, unfortunately, but I did polls because, you know, you always get stuff when you poll people that you don't always get, like, in real life, for example, sometimes I'll catch things without looking at studies by polling people on what's going on. Or sometimes just before the academics catch it, if that makes sense. Okay, I want to see if I can find this poll. Maybe I can't. It's fine. Pearly Things STD poll. Maybe it'll come up. Whatever. So today I decided to talk about. So one of the polls I know I did was what if... Here's one. I said, for straight men that got an STD from a woman, what race was she? Don't respond to this if you haven't, but if a friend of yours got one. 40% of men said they got a STD from a white woman. 40% of men said they got an STD from a black woman. Latino and Asian, I guess, aren't there giving these out. Let me see what else we found. I know I did another one on if you've gotten an STD, what STD was it? And the most common one I got was chlamydia. That was the number one draft pick for the STDs. The number one draft pick. It's so, you know, I think it's my duty to talk about chlamydia. That's part of the dating conversation. Put a 1 in the chat if you've ever gotten chlamydia. 2 in the chat if you haven't gotten it. The other one that's very common, gonorrhea. Gonorrhea is taking people out nowadays. Okay, so welcome to another episode of Pearl Daily. So a short time ago, I did a panel, or I did a show on HIV and herpes, and it was a rough show. I don't enjoy talking about this stuff. Sometimes it makes me feel kind of icky. I'm pulling up the chat here, so give me a second. My computer's glitching out. But, you know, somebody's got to do it, and here on Pearl Daily, you know, we're going to be real, all right? So the stats were staggering, and it really makes you think whether you want to go out into the current dating market with all the women that have incurable diseases like HIV and herpes. We are going to continue this conversation in today's show on gonorrhea and chlamydia. While both of these are bacterial infections, there are ways to treat each one that are different. Long-term side effects if left untreated for too long. So chlamydia is the most commonly reported STD in the United States, with over 1.6
million cases reported in 2023 alone. The CDC estimates that there are 2.9 million cases of chlamydia each year in the United States, if you include the cases that are unreported. The most common group of women to catch chlamydia from. You guys want to know? Shockingly, and I found this surprising, 18 to 24. But maybe by like, you know, by 25, they're like, it's time to wrap it up. Have you guys seen a difference? Let me know in the comments between women under 25 if they say not to wrap it up and over. According to Grok, so 4 to 6% of women under 35 have an active chlamydia infection. So this does not include women that have caught it and got it treated. This is actively have one. So chlamydia is asymptomatic to 70% of women, allowing it to persist undetected. And what happens, chlamydia leaves some women infertile. So pelvic inflammatory disease can develop within weeks of catching chlamydia to a month of an untreated infection. Once pelvic inflammatory disease occurs, scarring begins within weeks to months. A single episode of pelvic inflammatory disease results in infertility in 8 to 12% of cases, with the risk increasing to 20 to 40% after multiple episodes. Severe tube damage may take about 1 to 2 years of untreated or recurrent infections to impair fertility. Factors that impact the timeline are immune response, reinfection, and age and health. Younger women, for some reason, maybe if someone's in the medical field, are at higher risk to PID due to cervical vulnerability. So, now we're going to listen to women's TikToks. And I want you to remember, whenever we go over stats of STDs, I always mentally double it. And I mentally double it because any stat that makes women look bad.
I'm top chlamydia.
Any stat that makes women look bad, they usually try to downplay.
Symptoms in women. Number 5, discharge. If anything other than your normal discharge is coming out, if it is thick, gray, white, cottage cheese, smelly, any of that type of stuff, you're going to want to go get it. Number 4, burning. Like it feels like not normal, not good, like itchy.
So in my research into STDs, thank you to the Super Chat. You guys are so nice for the documentary fund. Symptoms of chlamydia, discharge, burning, itching. That's the main across all the STDs, that seems to be what everyone's saying. But a lot of chlamydia, there's no symptoms. All right.
That's number 3 down there at all. That is not good. Number 2, it is painful when you urinate. When you go to the bathroom, even if you feel like your bladder is completely full, it should not feel painful at all. Also, there should not be anything coming out in your urine. And the number 1 symptom of chlamydia, as is with all STIs, is no symptoms at all. If you're having any of these symptoms or you've been having multiple partners, not using protection, go to the clinic and get tested. Chlamydia is a bacterial infection, which means it can be treated with an antibiotic, and it can also spread because you don't know you're having any symptoms. Save and share this video.
Yeah. It's a cold world out there. Okay, let me see the rest of these. Yep, we're talking about chlamydia.
How was your experience? Chlamydia.
We test so often that I had no idea. Like, I tested positive, but well before I had any symptoms. So my experience was, oh, okay. And then I took the medicine and then tested again and I didn't have it.
Crazy. I know so many frat guys who have had chlamydia more than you.
Yeah.
Actually, majority of them.
Well, how often do they test? And do they check the tests of all their partners?
So
that's a poll now. Yeah.
I got chlamydia because this guy was like, oh, yeah, I got tested. But he didn't say he was clean. And I'm like, oh, you're just tested?
He didn't lie in his defense.
Yeah,
He did not lie.
So I blamed the wrong guy, but that was fun.
He told you he got tested and just had not received a
result. Oh, yeah, I got tested.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Just in 1992, just no other.
I have been tested.
I've been tested. Yeah.
All right, there we got another. Let's see what else the ladies are saying about chlamydia.
I was dating somebody. I found out that I had chlamydia through them. When I found out that I had chlamydia, it was hard because we had kind of stopped talking. And it was probably like a week in. Then I get hit with a phone call like, hey, you need to get checked. I found out a lot of things after Jazz Exposed when it came out. I feel like that was the hard part because I was like, damn, bro, like I never did anything to you for you to treat me this way. Mm-hmm. But pretty much I met this guy, and when I met him, he had within like maybe 6 hours of knowing me, I spent all night with him until 6 a.m. and we were just hanging out, and he was trying to come to my house and I told him no, but he was a really nice guy. Since I didn't give him what he wanted, he went and found it somewhere else after just meeting me. He went and slept with another girl, and he ended up telling me though, he told me when I came to LA to see him, he told me, and I wasn't happy about it, but obviously it happened and I was happy that he told me the truth. So I know that he had slept with one other person before me. And that's when he called me. He told me that person that he slept with gave him chlamydia, and she reached out to him or whatever. Yeah. So the girl he told me that gave it to him, she actually reached out to me, and she was like, no, he gave it to me. And I'm like, I don't even know what to believe, but it's like, it's over, it's done, you know? But then after that, I had like other girls tell me like, I got it from the same person you did. And I had fans.
No way.
Yeah, I had fans. Like, tell me. And I was like, I was so mad. I was like, oh my God. And I was upset for these girls, you know, that they had to go through that too.
Right.
And so it was hard because I had never, ever.
Chlamydia, from what I understand, it's easily treated. It's not like herp, you know. But if it goes untreated and the women aren't getting tested, it can make you infertile. Yep.
Ever gone through anything like
that? No, you can't. The back door is worse for STDs because there's blood. You're more likely to get an STD from back door, guys. Yeah.
That, like, I felt super nasty about myself. I felt so degrading. I was disgusted with myself more than anything. And my friend Melanie kept telling me, like, girl, like, it happens to a lot of people. And I was like, but not me. Like, this would never happen to me. And this guy had even said that, like, Jazz, this would never happen to you if it weren't for me and my actions. And then him kind of being like, well, it's our secret, Jazz. Like, you can't tell nobody, right? Like, don't make no story times. Because, like, obviously that's my thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So he was like, don't make no story times, nothing. And I was like, so delulu over him that I was like, okay, yeah. And I felt like he kept talking to me just to kind of keep like our secret safe. So that was hard. And he was being very careless out and about still with chlamydia and like Baja Beach Fest and stuff. And I was like at home throwing up. What I pretty much wanted to take from this, and that's why I didn't mention anybody's name ever, was for girls, like, if it can happen to me, girl, it can happen to you. Like, don't ever think, don't be delusional like me thinking it can never happen to you, because it can. And if you don't want it to happen to you, you better be safe and use protection. And, like, if you're comfortable enough to sleep with somebody, you better be comfortable enough to be asking questions.
Thank you.
And if anybody is offended.
Yeah. How do I know there's blood? I mean, I can put two and two together. All right. I'll tell you what, I actually interviewed someone that works in the medical field. I had her off camera. I actually would have had her call in on some of these, but I met her on Twitter and I lost that. I'm out of that account right now. But anyways, that's what she said. She said back door. That's like how you get STDs, because the blood.
So this is how.
All right, hold up.
I originally heard about armpit.
Oh, what the? Armpit chlamydia? Keep in mind, this girl is pretty, so imagine an average-looking chick, SMH. Yeah, well, you know, pretty girls, I would say, have lower body counts than mids. I'd say mids have to have higher body counts because, I mean, guys, let's be honest. You're not going to wait as long for sex for a mid if you have choice. The you know, a beautiful woman can wait like a year and keep a guy on the hook. A man, they're just gonna ghost. They're like, yup, nope.
Sex in Utah. I had a friend who was going to BYUI in 2017. I was still in high school, but she was there and she told me about it. And I remember just thinking, like, oh my gosh. I told everyone I knew about it in high school. And I still tell, just because it's so bizarre to me. And I think people think it's like way more, like, I think when people hear about it, they think that it's like a common thing. And it's really not. It's not a common thing in LDS culture. It's not even really a common thing in Utah. But it does happen, like, it happens. It happens enough for there to be a chlamydia outbreak. And I also think that sometimes people think I'm lying when I say, like, I have some vendetta, and I don't. It's one of those things that, like, it, you just have to laugh at it. Like, you have to laugh at it. It's a whole...
All right. I guess you can get it in the armpit. All right. It's just, you know, the Christian people find so many ways around having sex. I'm like, just do it. Just fuck. Do you know what I mean? It's like they'll go back door. They'll do front. They'll do mouth. They'll do soaking. It's like at that point, just do it. Just do it.
Probably chlamydia. We see it in younger.
And then what's the second most common?
Probably chlamydia. We see it in younger girls and boys. The problem with chlamydia is it 50% of patients have no symptoms. So, you know, it can get transferred from person to person. And when we just started, you said if your husband shows up with chlamydia or if you get diagnosed with chlamydia and you've been in a long-term relationship with your partner, you know they've been cheating on you because, especially if they've been tested in the past for it, because chlamydia, sometimes 50% of the time, patients don't have symptoms of it. So if you don't have symptoms, you keep getting everybody else infected until someone becomes symptomatic or they go and get, you know, an STI check at their physician's office, and that's how we diagnose it. It's very, very common in the younger generation, probably from 16 to 25. So anyone who comes to my office who's sexually active, 25 or under, pretty much I will force them to do an annual.
I don't understand because, look, I go to the gyno, right? Obviously, you do your yearly as a woman. I don't understand. They do not push people to test for everything. I don't understand that. I'm already here. You test me for every single thing under the sun. We are not doing this bullshit today. You know what I mean? All right. Gonorrhea is the second most common STD with over 700,000 new cases annually. It's estimated that only half of gonorrhea cases are reported. Gonorrhea is more prevalent in women because it's easier to contract. The STD has a 60 to 90% chance of being passed from a man to a woman and a 20 to 30% chance of being passed from a woman to a man. Gonorrhea, like chlamydia, can be asymptomatic, meaning people that are infected may show no symptoms at all. Gonorrhea tends to be more symptomatic with 50 to 70% of cases, promoting earlier detection. Symptoms usually appear within 2 to 10 days of infection, and the infection can ascend within 1 to 4 weeks. Untreated gonorrhea can lead to pelvic inflammatory disease in 10 to 20% of cases, often within 1 to 6 months. Progression is faster in gonorrhea due to the gonorrhea's more aggressive inflammatory response. Infertility rates are similar to chlamydia, which is 8 to 12% after one episode. Severe damage may occur within 6 to 12 months of an untreated infection. Look, if you're a woman and you want to have a hoe phase, you better be getting tested once a month. I'm telling you, once every month. I don't understand. I don't understand how these, like, even the old, like, on OnlyFans, a lot of these women, they're not getting tested at all. I'm like, are you guys retarded? Oh my gosh. Apparently there are resistant deadly strains that are in the USA untreatable now, according to Beatty. Well, both infections are caught together. So 40% of cases, you catch both gonorrhea and chlamydia. A 2017 study estimated that chlamydia leads to pelvic inflammatory cases, or sorry, A 2017 study estimated that chlamydia leads to pelvic inflammatory disease in 10% of cases within 1 year, while gonorrhea is faster and may cause pelvic inflammatory disease within 10 to 20% within 6 months. Yeah, so if you, and this goes for the men, if you got a side chick, this stuff can transfer even with a condom. I would just get tested, you know, once a month. Because your girl could be infertile within six if you're going to go that route. I'm not saying you should, but all right.
Hey, y'all. It's STI.
This pretty white girl is going to tell us about gonorrhea.
Hey y'all, it's STI Awareness Week, and every day this week I'm going to be making a video on a different STI. Today's topic is gonorrhea. Under the microscope, gonorrhea looks like a cute little diplococci, but in real life, she's not so cute. So let's talk about it. Gonorrhea is a very common sexually transmitted infection. It can affect the tissues of the throat, the urethra of the penis, the vagina, and the rectal tissues, and can be spread through oral, vaginal, or anal sex. Like most sexually transmitted infections, you can potentially have gonorrhea without ever knowing it. It can be completely asymptomatic, but in case one is going to show symptoms, they're typically things like unusual discharge, burning with urination, pain with sexual activity, throat or rectal irritation. If left untreated, gonorrhea can have some pretty serious health complications, things like infertility in both men and women, pelvic inflammatory disease in cis women, and if left untreated, that bacteria can actually spread to the bloodstream and go on to infect the joints, and you can get gonococcal arthritis. Ugh. So the joints become swollen, painful, you may have a fever, and in very rare cases, gonorrhea has even been known to travel through the bloodstream to the heart and cause endocarditis. Luckily for us, gonorrhea is very easily treated, 100% curable, and all you need is a shot in the butt of ceftriaxone, and that will completely take care of it in most cases. As a reminder, we do not test for gonorrhea in the blood, so in case you got your blood drawn, that is not a full STI test. You also need swabs or a urine sample at the site of exposure, so that would be throat or rectal swabs, vaginal swabs, or just pee in a cup. What questions do you have about gonorrhea?
Yep. All right, let's see what's next. Guess this pretty blonde girl.
I've had gonorrhea 5 times.
Is that a dude? What the hell?
From the same person. I just was being dumb.
He got 5 times. You got it from the same person. When do you learn?
I heard a lot about gonorrhea.
It's pretty much exactly the same like as chlamydia. Yeah.
Like everyone I know has had chlamydia.
Yeah.
Not me though. But
5 times I had to go to the doctor.
Yeah, but that's
from the same person.
Who's that dirty prick who kept giving it to
who's
you?
The dumb bitch who kept fucking having sex with the man with fucking gonorrhea.
Could be worse. Could be herpes.
Could be. Don't have that one.
But you know what? Remove the stigma. So many more people have herpes than...
I know about 4 of my friends that have herpes.
Yeah, I've got some friends with herpes, but no one talks about it.
I don't know, just so we're clear. Just so we're clear, not me.
All right. Gonorrhea 5 times. Who's next?
You can get gonorrhea in... All right, quick military story time again about how I found out you can get gonorrhea in multiple places. So I used to run the ASIMS program for my unit, which is like the back of house stuff for medical, meaning like if anybody has immunization stuff or quarters or anything like that, that's what I ran. So that means if anybody got quarters, they would get that little piece of paper from their doctor. They'd bring it into their ASIMS rep, which was me. I didn't put that data into the system, double check it, make sure that they get their time off. So I'm sitting in my office and this girl comes in with her piece of paper and she is messed up. The right side of her face, I mean, she's got scabs on her eye, on her nose, on the side of her mouth, on her ear, and like streaks, like... I don't know if you've ever seen road rash, but that's what it looked like. It looked like she was in a motorcycle accident. Like she had road rash on her face. So she's handing me her quarter paperwork and I see this and I'm like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Were you in an accident? You know, we're overseas at the time. So I want to make sure like she has 5 days of quarters. Are you okay? Do you need somebody to check in on you? Do you need food? You know, what can we do for you? And this girl, without batting an eye, looks right at me and says, oh, no, I'm fine. Actually, it's gonorrhea. I'm sorry. Your paper does not tell me what your diagnosis is. What? And she just walks out. Just hands me her paper, tells me it's gonorrhea, walks out the door. So of course I look over at my work husband like, what just happened? And all he says is, that was a hell of a night.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's see who's next. All right.
That he gave me gonorrhea. Yay, so I went and got injected for that. Oh, that needle, it was real. The symptoms of gonorrhea, I noticed that there was a little bit of blood in my urine, probably about day four. I smelled a little bit different. It was a little bit tangy. One of my girlfriends had gonorrhea for a few months. She reckons she had sore kidneys, sore back. And she went and got tested and she had it for a while. So, I mean, you do notice your body does change. I think that's what you get from raw dogging strangers. But I hadn't raw dogged in such a long time and I was like, he looks clean, he'll be fine. No. No.
All right, so I want to hear from you guys what your experience is with these STDs. I want to hear, has a woman ever given you chlamydia or gonorrhea? Have you ever gotten either one? How many people, if you did get it, what were your numbers? Like, did you raw dog 20 girls, one gave you gonorrhea? And how did you find out? Did you have symptoms? Did you wear a condom? We're just trying to get the skinny on what's going on here. So we're putting the link in the chat. You guys don't have to have your cameras on. I understand this is like, you can if you want, but I'm not going to put a gun to your head. Ladies, I'd love to hear a lady admit it. Impossible.
I can tell you, Pearl, the almost every single girl I found out had the clat or gonorrhea looked like the type.
Oh, really?
Gonorrhea. Oh, yeah. They were the girls that were, and especially my time in Vegas, they were the type of girls that had the clat or gonorrhea were the mids that tried too hard, that had to whore their way to get beautiful women outcomes. You know, the pretty girls would hold out, but the mids. So, okay, a guy would go for the pretty girls in the group, but they would hold out. So then they would go to the mids. Understand what I'm saying? And so most of the mids that tried to whore their way to, remember, a mid's what, a 5 and a 6 or a 7? A woman that's a 5 or a 6 or a 7, but right at the cusp of getting the outcomes of her 8 or a 9 or a 10 with men, they have to whore their way there, and they usually have chlamydia and gonorrhea. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Like, how do you think that Ashley's
saying, kind of not very articulate there. I was thinking my way through, but go ahead.
You don't think Ashley St. Clair would have got a baby by Elon if she said, no, you have to wait. No! Yeah. Guys, we got to stop acting like it's not an effective strategy. There's winners and losers in this game. There are mids that whore out and get infertile from chlamydia and gonorrhea, and there are some that get a baby off a billionaire. You know, it's just, there's winners and losers in this game. I'm telling you, look, I mean, some win, some lose. You don't get anything in life without risk. I wouldn't really recommend whoring yourself out. I mean, if you're going to do it, we gotta do a show on the best strategy to be a whore.
Yeah.
If you're going to whore, I'm making a tab smart. Right now. Yeah.
You want to read the super chats?
Yeah. Oh, is there more? Did I miss? I think I got them.
I think so.
The last one I read too. Is there more than two? Oh.
Hit the live chat. Hit the fan finding button and just double check, because I think there was a couple that came in.
I'm pretty sure I read them. But let me go.
Okay. I may have missed it.
Hold on. I can look in a second. Supers, there we go. Oh, here, there's one. The thing is, majority of men aren't even getting laid. Sounds like natural selections. God's wrath is working itself out in the carnal world. Yep. Keep in mind, this girl is so pretty, so imagine an average-looking chick. Oh, I think I read that. Well done on Lapeef last night. You came off as more classy. How many steps did you get in? Thank you. Oh, yeah, I did do Lapeef talk last night after the show. A lot of times after the show, guys, I go and I get my steps in. I try to get 10,000. So if I'm behind, so I could do a panel show or I'll do a Twitter space, but I got to be walking during it. Yeah, I got 10,000. I did leave, though, on Lapeef because these two women just kept arguing and they just couldn't stop. It was amazing. Like, what is it with women, Doug MPA? It's like, I don't know if you saw that part of the show where the one woman was mad, another woman said something that was mean. And they're just going back and forth. And I kept saying, can we move on?
It was an old B-dub and a young B-dub.
And I just left because I'm like, you guys got to control. I like Lapeef, but I'm like, you guys got to, like, if you're offended, shut the fuck up. I don't care. Like, we have a panel to run, you know?
Yeah, that's why over here on Pearl Daily and Pearl's channel, what do we say about women, Pearl? Women can't stand each other. They really can't. They hate each other. The only time they get together is against the patriarchy. But other than that, women hate each other, especially B-dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you were on there, you were cooking, though. Guys, go over there and check it out. Pearl came in and just cooked.
Yeah, we might have them do clips this weekend, maybe. The most attractive, the more attractive the person, the higher the likelihood they have an STD. Is that you guys' experience? I'd love to hear that, too. If you got, I'm going to write that in the questions. If you did get an STD, rate them 1 to 10 and be real with me. Please, guys, and I want to talk to the men. You guys have a tendency when you bang a woman, just because you banged her, that doesn't give her 2 points. It doesn't, okay? Like, I don't know what it is with guys, but they'll show me. They'll be like, she was an 8, she was a 7, she was a 6. And it's always 1 to 2 points lower, always, always. Okay, 8+ is beautiful. They could live off of being beautiful. Not a mid with a good body, not like, please. I can't see pictures of these women, but I just want to be honest here. How attractive, okay, was the woman? If it was a whale, be honest. You don't have to have your camera on. We just got to, you know. Okay, and you can put, if you super chat it, I'll read it too. My buddy from high school got with the cheerleader that we were all simps after. When we asked him about it a few days later, he was like, bro, it hurts to pee now. I should have wrapped it up.
Savage. Absolutely savage.
How attractive was she? 1 to 10.
If she was one of the star cheerleaders, she's probably 8 in high school, I'll bet.
Is anyone on the line or no?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, guys, make sure to like the stream. We appreciate it. We have 817 people in here. Let's get to 100% engagement. So hit that like button. Subscribe if you haven't already. We are over 20,000, over 2 million. Thank you for getting us there. We're on the way to 3 million. So subscribe to the channel. We'd really appreciate that. And we're going to bring on Nick. Nick, are you there?
Yes. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Nick. How are you?
Great, Pearl. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks for calling in. So what did you catch?
So recently, I ended up catching chlamydia, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a very young guy. Okay. And then I ended up giving it to like a bunch of girls, which I had to tell all of them, right?
You didn't. I'm proud of you for doing it, though. You could have lied. A lot of people just lied.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is, all the ones that I did tell, they all wanted to see me again. Which is ironic.
Is that a compliment? I think that's a compliment, right?
Yeah, I think so. I felt like after I told them, they just got more attracted to me. I don't know.
Do you know who gave it to you or no?
I have no idea. Okay. My body count was very high, and it was like my first time getting tested. So like, I didn't have any symptoms or anything, but I have no idea who gave it to me.
And how many women did you have sex with before getting tested?
Oh, this is my first time. Like,
That's
like,
fine.
I'm almost at 100 body count.
Oh gosh. Okay.
And it was my first time getting tested after like, probably like 70. So I had no idea.
And what percent were protected?
Almost none.
Oh God. Did you only come back for chlamydia? You're playing with fire.
I know. So now I get tested every month.
Okay.
Every month I get tested, but before then I didn't know. I told the last 10 girls to go and to get tested, and then most of them either got some was positive, some was not, so which was random, so I don't even know.
Did you get like anything else?
Or nah, just that was my only thing, and then ever since then I've been getting tested every month and nothing so far.
All right, guys, so there's the stats. You can have sex with 70 girls and only catch chlamydia.
Yeah, raw. So, I mean, it is.
Hey, it's not too bad. Right? Go ahead.
Certain girls, they had to tell me. They're like, oh, yeah, I did sleep with someone else as well. Like, now I need to let them know. Like, fuck. So it just made them be more honest with me, honestly. So at that point, I was like, okay, whatever.
What were the like race of the girls? Just if you had to ballpark it, were they half white?
Majority's all white girls.
Okay, white girls. Okay.
Yeah.
And young, I'm guessing. Like you're young.
Yeah, so I'm 21, so most of the girls are all under 21.
Okay.
Well, remember the number one demographic of women with either chlamydia or gonorrhea is women between 18 and 24.
Yeah, and then one girl that I was with, she ended up telling me she was like, she got chlamydia twice, but she was like, if I get it for the third time, I'm gonna never have sex again. That's what she told me, which was crazy. Why she even told me that?
I was about to put a video on the monologue pro, but it was kind of a little too long. But this girl said that she got chlamydia three times in eighth grade.
Yeah, man, it's crazy out here.
I was like, what? Yeah.
What percent of girls got it? Like, if you had, like, that you told.
It was like 50-50.
50-50, that's what I'd expect, yeah. Actually. Because people don't know, you can have sex with someone with an STD and not get it. It doesn't mean they always get it.
Yeah, I think it's important to get tested regularly just for your own safety, because I had no symptoms or nothing. Like, I could have had this for a while, you know? But.
It was good you told them, because it can leave girls infertile, so. It was like,
yeah, like I'd rather be honest, and I feel like girls like the honesty, you know, like if they're going to deal with me, like at least I could do is just be upfront with them.
They like the honesty if it's curable. If it's not curable, yeah, it won't go over as smooth, bro. So make sure to watch yourself. You start wrapping that bad boy up.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm trying to work on right now, too. The doctor told me, he was like, yo, you're playing with fire here. So I was like, okay, I got to.
I mean, 70 and only chlamydia? I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's crazy because, like, most of them, like, certain girls, like, I didn't even remember who they were or whatever. So I just did the last 10, and I told them, and then the rest, they're with God. I have no idea, so.
Where do you meet most of the girls? Is it on a college campus, dating apps?
Now, majority dating apps and maybe bars once in a while, but mainly dating apps.
Okay. Doug MPA, you got any other questions for him?
No, just be careful. You're a young man. You don't want to, you know, we all know someone that got an incurable, you know, before they got to their 20s. And that's a long life to live if you got that extra baggage, if you get the high five or the herp dirt, man. So just be careful, okay?
Yeah, I know. What's the topics of the today that you guys were mentioning? Just the chlamydia, like what's going on? A lot of guys are catching it.
Chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Oh yeah, yeah, man, that's rough.
Do you know anybody else? Do you know anybody else, like of your male friends, who got chlamydia or gonorrhea?
No, I was actually the only one. I mean, I'm a little extreme. Like, I have a lot, like, more than the average guy. I feel like if you're going to be smashing this much, eventually you're going to get it. But most of the ones without, like, they don't even think to get tested. But all it takes is one person, right? A lot of these girls are smashing multiple dudes. And then you have a girlfriend, and then she cheats on you, and then gets you chlamydia, right? So you never know.
Yeah. It's All God's Love says, I was flirting with a married lady who told me she had HPV, but her husband never got it, so it's up to me. Actually, we should do a show on HPV.
Oh, I actually did get a story too at the bar. This one girl, she was talking about how she was she gave her it was this one girl that went to high school with her. Mm-hmm. She's 18 years old with 30 bodies. Mm-hmm. And then she was talking about how she gave her boyfriend genital herpes with him knowing, and he still doesn't know. And they were keeping a secret from him. Like, that's crazy.
Damn. Yeah. So what all the women know, and then he doesn't know. So he comes around and he's like, hey, everybody. And everyone knows, especially all the women, except they just laugh at him behind his back probably.
Yeah. And it gets disgusting too, because these girls, like, they're so young and they go to bars and stuff, and some of them will kiss like 5, 6, 7 dudes a night, and certain dudes won't even know. And that shit can pass very easily, right? So you truly got to be careful. Like, even now, right now, like, when I go out to bars, I don't kiss no girls at the bars unless it's, like, she's at my house or something. So I don't want to start kissing a bunch of these random girls at the bars.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, well, thanks for calling in. Call in anytime, okay?
I appreciate, Pearl. You're the best. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Keep up the show. Thank you so much.
Have a good one, buddy. Okay, next up. We have, I'm going to bring in a new person here, Jet Village. You're coming in right away because I've never seen you before. Jet Village.
What's up?
Hey, Jet Village. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. So what did you catch? Chlamydia or gonorrhea? Which one?
Chlamydia.
Okay. And how old were you when you caught it?
I was 21 years old.
Do you know who gave it to you or no?
My ex-wife.
Okay. She cheated and brought it home.
She was sleeping around on me. She was cheating on me. Yeah. And, she got it and she had to tell me about it. That's how found out that she was sleeping around.
I'm surprised she didn't just put the you have to get a shot, don't you? I was like, I'm surprised she didn't put the medication in your coffee or something.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. So you gotta go, for men, you gotta go to the clinic and they grab your penis and they take that Q-tip and stick it right in the hole and like rub it around in there. You know, because you can't just go down there and tell them that you got it. You have to go get tested, you know, so that they can confirm, so that they can treat you. But yeah, they rub it around in there. And like most of the time, like the doctors, they're not gentle about it, you know, because they kind of want to teach you a lesson a little bit. So they'll, you know, they make sure they rub it around, like they make it as painful as possible and stuff. Yeah, it's horrible.
Did you have anything else or just chlamydia?
Just chlamydia, because that made me slow down. I mean, on top of that, you know, we had a kid. We had my daughter. My daughter was, you know, like 2-3 years old at the time. So, but after that happened, I kind of slowed down a little bit.
And would you rate your ex-wife 1 to 10?
Oh, she was a smoke show.
Okay, so.
She was 8, 9. Yeah, she was, she would turn heads, you know.
So you guys were married, and then she gave you a chlamydia. How did that whole thing go? Did you find out, and then you found out, and then you confronted her? No, you said that she told you because she caught it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she had told me, yeah.
So what happened after that?
It was a bunch of drama. I ended up moving out. I, you know, moving back home. Obviously, she did too. Obviously, we ended up going through divorce, and that ended up turning into a really nasty custody battle that went back and forth for about 8 years in a family court. And that is another thing, like the family court is not on the side of men. Like, you could do everything in your power to prove how bad of a human being her mom is, and they will not. Chances are they're not going to give you your child. You're going to end up probably with joint custody, and you're going to end up paying her child support or alimony or spousal support. You're going to come out of there paying something.
Yeah. I'm going to read a super chat really quick. I know a handful of dudes who caught something from Head Alone. Protect yourself, boys. It's not worth it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Doug MP, you got any other questions for him?
No, you know, hopefully things are good with you and your daughter and the custody agreement. And, you know, if your ex-wife was a B-dub, which I'm pretty sure it sounds like it is, just avoid him, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best thing you can do.
Like, no B-dubs.
It's true. Like, the better looking the woman is, the more attention she's going to get, from everybody. You know, you're going to have... You know, it was like rich guys driving really nice, fancy cars trying to hit on my wife. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy.
New AIDS drug will likely create a bigger number of infected people, creating a false sense of security. We are expecting irresponsible people to take the drug as prescribed. And it doesn't account for the part per million that is defective.
I know. That's true. I hate this term. Oh, yeah. I've been undetectable for how many years? I don't care if you're undetectable or not. You still got the high five.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Disgusting, dude. Yuck.
It's and people are just lazy, too, on top of that. The bottom line is you need to protect yourself. Guys, you know, wrap it up. Put a condom on. Like, just wear a condom.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, buddy. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Call in anytime, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
We do want to stay on topic, guys. So if you do call in, just make sure we're staying on topic, okay?
It goes towards the documentary. I'm answering this guy's question. Yes, all super chats are going towards the documentary. That is one of the priorities of the channel. So thank you for donating. We really appreciate it.
I read that one already. I read the first few. I think we're caught up.
No, this person put in the chat.
Oh, okay.
Do all super chats go towards the documentary? It wasn't in a super chat.
Okay.
Okay. We have a regular of the channel. We have Daquan. He's coming up next. Daquan, how you doing, buddy?
What's good? How you doing?
Hey, Daquan, how are you?
I'm good. It's all good. How you doing?
Good. So what'd you catch?
Right. It was my friend. She had hit me up. She was on the West Coast or whatever. And she had told me, I don't know if I got it from you or you got it from me. She was very liberal. You know what I mean? And she's like, go whatever, whatever. I'm like, all right. I went right down the street and got what I needed to get. You know what I mean? So I think it was gonorrhea or whatever. I don't think I didn't get no shot. It was just a big ass pill aside.
Okay.
Everybody probably do it different.
Are you sure you got it from her?
Probably not.
You think you gave it to her?
Yeah, I told her. I appreciate your conservatism. You know, you're nice, but whatever. She told me. And like he was saying earlier, you can get it from getting head. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
How many women did you hook up with? Versus like getting the STD?
Enough.
I was 10, probably, 20. Like, guys are just gonna want to know their odds, you know. Go ahead.
Probably 20, maybe. I was about like 26.
Okay. So you had sex with 20 girls. Did you have sex with them protected, unprotected?
Mostly protected. Mostly protected. But like I said,
okay, but some not.
A lot of people probably mess up because you're like, oh, I'm going to wrap it up, but I'm going to let her, you know, get that gluck gluck for a minute without having it on. And then that's when you probably it don't take much. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably what happened.
But you're not sure who gave it to you. You don't think it was
her. No, I don't think it probably was her because she was a pretty good girl. So probably not her.
Okay. So what, 20 girls, one STD. Was it just gonorrhea or was there anything else?
It might have been both.
Oh, gonorrhea and chlamydia. That's what it says. Probably. Most people get both. Okay.
Yeah, you can get both or whatever. Yep. So
what race were the girls you were sleeping with? Were they mostly black?
Black.
White, black. Black. Girls? Okay.
Come on, man. You know that B-dubs had the highest STD rate in all STDs,
half of them,
man.
Half of them got herpes, so you're lucky you
52% of black women have freaking HSV2 genital herpes, bro. You're playing with fire, man.
Damn, I'm going hard on the black girls. Yeah.
I'm not going hard on shit. That's their stats. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's all good. I mean, I ain't mad.
Isaac, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Yeah, there's nothing like STD and Friday. Maybe this could be a thing.
Look, I'm Doug MPA, and my views about this are separate from Pearl's, but she knows where I stand, man. American black women are the worst women on the planet. I'd say like 80% of them. American black men have the worst women to choose from, the absolute worst. Maybe 80%, yeah. 20%. The problem is,
if you say that black women are the worst, it would also mean black men, because you can't separate races. We all live together and grow up together. We all do the
thing. You are absolutely wrong. You are absolutely wrong. Because if you look at multiple sociological studies, black men are more married. We have less children. 54% of black men have no children. We make more money. We're the second most desired men in the country. By all statistical data. So you are completely wrong with that. You got to do your research, bro. I live and breathe this stuff. So if you don't know, move on to the next subject.
Okay, the next subject is, Pearl, I sent you that email. I don't know if you got it or the video.
Oh,
it
the comedy one?
Yeah, I sent it yesterday at about 12:50 in the afternoon.
Okay, sure, I'll look at it. Thanks for calling in. Call in anytime, all right?
You already know.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yo, there are too many. I'm just going to say this, man. There's too many black men who are just simps. This is coming from a former one, but like, you got to stand. Look, we're men. We have a masculine burden of performance. We get audited in ways that women don't, especially black men. Guys, you have to know your worth. And we don't, I'll stop. I'm sorry. I just don't like when like black men down each other and automatically feel this connection to these black women who really can't stand us, guys. They really can't. A lot of us black men, the person laying in bed next to us is our worst enemy. And you have to just do your research and you can find out. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'll stop. I don't want to take over the whole show.
All right. Who's next?
I'm sorry.
Also, guys, we're at almost 800 live viewers. So if you could like it, like is free. It'd be cool to get to like 400, 500 likes, you know, so hit the like button if you can.
Okay. Next up, it says Terrence's iPhone.
That's fine.
Terrence, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up, Terrence? What did you get? Gonorrhea, chlamydia, or both?
Nah, I got chlamydia, but, I saw the post and Pearl, I love you. You know, your rhetoric. I love your show. I love everything that you do for us and men all over the world. But I got chlamydia, and I was just going to tell a lot of these young men out here, you know, after college, I got out of a bad relationship, and, you know, a relationship hurt me really bad, and I turned to, I don't know if we can say it, but workers, you know, I turned to like, you know, just, you know, workers. Mm-hmm. And, I remember, this one, am I allowed to talk like this or is it open?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Well, some of these workers, you know, to like up there, I don't know. I'm in Texas, so some of these workers to up their like price or like try to like, you know, get you to come back. They'll tell you, you know, it's cool, you know, not to wear protection. And I did that, you know, with one of them, and you know, I end up catching chlamydia. So I get regular checkups now, and I had to stop because it was a scare, because I thought I had something worse. I'm not gonna lie, I did it one more time, and that was stupid of me. And you know, then I stopped after that. But yeah, I just be careful, guys, with these workers out here, because I talked to my barber. I was talking to my barber one time, and he's from I think Africa, Iran, or mm-hmm. I think he's from Iran, and he says, you know, yeah, the women over there are more oppressed, maybe, mm-hmm. but the thing is, their STD rates are so low, like compared to America. Like America's not only STD, but like disease, period. Like it's like a new disease every year. Like it's like a new virus every year. And yeah, like a lot of these women, you know, I know they say men love sex more than women, but a lot of these women, like I think that sex is it's an equal exchange when you're talking about women, the way they use it. So if you use it like in a serious way, you love it too. So I don't think they're being responsible. I know they're not being responsible. And in college, I'm not gonna lie, I never used a condom. I never used a condom in college. I was very stupid.
So what it is now that women are able to focus on their wants, because either the
I'm not gonna lie, not to cut you off, but I had a father in my life and I never used a condom. So go ahead, bro.
I just want to say that now that women can focus on their wants and not their needs, because they get their needs met by their BS job, so some social work job making $40,000 a year, or the government, they focus on their wants. And women that focus on their wants look at sex kind of like men do. That's what it is. Whereas it was in the past, mm-hmm. being sexually responsible was more of a need. But now that they can focus on their wants, that's why you're seeing women's attitude towards sex and how it's similar to men now. Go ahead.
So when you said you never wore condoms in college, how many women did you sleep with, and did you catch anything from that?
No, I never caught anything. I thought I caught something in college once, but no, I never caught anything in college. I would say like two women, a semester.
Like, okay. Yeah. So like, yeah, okay. That's normal. Okay. So, when the set, are you sure you got it from, like, did you know right away you caught something when you, slept with the sex worker unprotected?
No, I didn't. I'm not gonna lie. I was like done with women. Sorry.
Okay.
I was like done. So all I was doing like for a good 2 years was spending money on, you know, workers.
Yeah.
And it put me in a bad place, you know, especially I don't know if y'all, especially what the you know, how it is. It's like it's very, I think it's like one of the worst things. I think that the way it's done today is much worse than the way it was done years ago. Like it's like it's basically not a care in the world. And these girls, you know, the price is all they want, you know, and you know, they just do whatever. And So I never caught anything, but but I did see like my, like I was hurting, you know, to pee. And I, that's why I thought like sometimes like I thought maybe it was something worse because I didn't even know what chlamydia feels like or was, you know, so sometimes so it would hurt.
How many sex workers did you have sex with before you caught something?
More women than I had sex with in college. Like, it was only this one girl that I did it with, and it's just so stupid, you know, just to do it, you know. And I would say, don't even do it like with a worker, because I know someone who like caught syphilis. I know guys who have, you know, I mean, it's a lot of diseases worse. Like, and the prettier she is, don't ever think that she's more safer or she's safer. Like, that's actually, it's actually the other way around. And you don't want to, you know, you don't want to ruin your life, you know, especially going unprotected. But I can't even count.
Okay.
If I can ask you, what part of the country are you in? South, Texas, east, west, north?
I'm in the south. I'm in Texas, so it's rapid.
So
yeah, so I just wonder, because I have friends in Atlanta, and a lot of the women in Atlanta, well, and across the south, I guess, if it's time to have sex with them and you pull out a condom, they'll be insulted that you pull out a condom and be like, "What, you don't think I'm clean?" And they won't. They'll insist that to prove some kind of point on sleeping with you with no condom.
So, yeah, I've heard of that too.
Did your friends, you said they caught syphilis from sex workers? What else did you hear them catching?
What else have people been catching?
Yeah, that you know, like personally.
I heard herpes is bad and out here, it's getting bigger. I've heard, those are the only two I've heard of that are like going around, and that's just chlamydia, syphilis, and herpes. I haven't heard of anything else. Not from like
people,
from word of mouth. Yeah, from people I know. Like, but online, yeah, I've seen all that, you know, other stuff. But I haven't experienced someone telling me that, you know, they've had worse or had anything else.
Well, you're lucky it was just chlamydia. I mean, it's like a shot, or was it a pill?
Yeah, it was a, well, the first time, they gave me a shot in the butt, and then, the second time I went back, she was like, "Okay, I'm going to give you these pills." And, so yeah.
Okay. Pearl and Doug keep dropping truth bombs on the Simpverse. Charles from Vermont. He has to be in Houston or Austin is what they're saying. Let me grok. What cities have the highest STD rates in the United States? Let's see.
Come on. Atlanta has to be number
one. Let's see. It's going to come up.
That's interesting.
All right. Detroit, Michigan. Philadelphia, Montgomery, Alabama, Memphis, Tennessee, Baltimore, New Orleans, St. Louis, Missouri, Baton Rouge, LA, San Francisco, California, and Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you being honest about it. So thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks for telling
in.
Your story. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I just want a lot of men out there to, like, just, you know, hey, man, that your health and, you know, your safety and, you know, just keep that intact, bro, and just keep going in life. All right.
Have a good one, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Up next, we have Rosie, we have a woman calling in. Let's see.
Shout out to Bro for keeping his camera on and sharing his cautionary tale. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I was surprised the amount of cameras on we've had today.
Guys, like this stream if you haven't already. Subscribe to the channel. We're on our way to 3 million. I think we're at 23,000, over 2 million. So thanks for getting us there. We really appreciate it. Rosie, you're on mute.
Hi.
Hey, Rosie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So what'd you catch? Gonorrhea or chlamydia or both?
Chlamydia.
Okay. And how old were you when you caught it?
19.
Okay. And do you know who you caught it from?
Yeah.
Okay. And was he older, your age?
1 year older.
Okay. And what was his race?
Latino.
Latino. Okay. So I'm curious, you can answer this or not. How many got, like, did you guys use protection or no?
No.
No protection. And what, how many guys did you sleep with before catching something?
Only three.
Okay. Wow. One for three. Women catch it easier than men. So I'd kind of expect it to be. And so did you know for sure it was him?
Yeah, we were in a relationship.
Oh, damn. That's an L.
Yeah.
Yes. What, how'd you, like, did you crash out? At 19, I feel like I would crash out.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And do you, 1 to 10, what do you rate yourself? Like then, at least?
Like a 4.
4? Okay. I'm trying to think of what else we've been asking people. But did you have any... like, how long did you have it before you found out you had it? Like, did you have any really bad consequences later, or was it easy pill and done?
I just took a pill. Okay. Yeah.
How old are you now?
27.
Okay, so this was a while ago. Mm-hmm. Have did you have any issues, like, since then with STDs, or was that it?
That was it.
Yeah, it takes one. You start wearing did you start wearing condoms after, I'm guessing?
No, I just don't. I haven't slept with anybody since.
You haven't slept with anyone since you're 19?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Are you still with him?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So you've just been celibate since then because it scared you?
No, I'm just... It wasn't that. It was just I don't sleep with someone unless I'm in love with them.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be tough in 2025. They're not.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Doug, MPA, you got any other questions for?
So you're 29, right?
27.
No, 27. And you've been single since you were 19?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you... Do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids?
I do.
So what are you doing to address that? Because, I mean, you've been single for, what, 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a plan as to how you're going to approach not being single and getting what you want? What's going on here?
I really don't. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I work from home and I don't really go out at all. I've never been part of the bar or partying scene, like, ever.
Well, what about, you don't have to be. Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, Match.com.
I don't have any of those apps.
Well, it's time. It's time to download them, girl. Okay. If you're not going out, there's no other way. You're cooked if you don't do the apps.
I agree.
Yeah.
And thinking about it is you kind of have no excuse because you work from home. So and work from home jobs have lower stress. So you don't have to worry about commutes or anything like that. You have to find a way to get out. Activities, you know, take a dancing class, a kickball league, pick up a tennis racket. You got to be able to get out there with some kind. I recommend running. Get a pair of running shoes.
Yeah.
Train to run a 5K.
I actually join a run club. I go to the gym and I also go to a run club, but
Yeah, but Doug, they're not gonna approach guys in these places. I just download Tinder, get right to it.
Well, that's how I got it. Like, I met him on an app. I'm traumatized.
Okay, well, you got to get over it. You know, wear protection next time and get tested once a month. That's the best you got, girl.
Yeah.
And like, if you don't have the social skills now, it's going to take you so long. I would just download. You can do Hinge instead of Tinder, but get on the app. Every dating coach says that I've had on that help people get into relationships. It's the apps. Go get a photo shoot. I wouldn't bother with these run. No offense. I wouldn't bother with the run clubs. There's like one guy. They're all sharing them. So,
Come on.
She's saying she's a four. She's got to go to the apps. Like, it's just.
Yeah. Well, this last piece of advice on who will let you go. Go out with guys. And I let him smash, maybe not the first date, but within the first 3 dates, because especially if you want results, guys will not audit you for relationship until sex happens. And how you get around that is protect yourself and keep your mouth shut. Too many women can get away with promiscuous activity if they stop talking about it, but too many modern women talk to everybody about it. Why?
Yeah, and just get tested after. But yeah, you can't get anything in life without risk. Unfortunately, it's just part of the game. Yep. You know, I wish I could lie and just say that like your husband will find you, but he's not gonna. You know, that's just not. Yeah, and I just see a lot of women, even if they're not promiscuous, like if they just sit in their house, you're just gonna die alone. So
that's true. Yeah, you gotta do something about that.
But, you know, like, you could go on 5 dates, even as a four, you could go on 5 dates a week. Just start, you know, that could just
a week?
You
That's
could.
A lot.
Well, I'm not. Get to it. One's bound to be like, what's the downside, you know? But, like, if you haven't dated, you're probably pretty weird on dates, which is fine, but you got to figure out how to not be, you know? So.
In anything that you're good at, it takes practice. Even dating, you got to get out there, okay?
Okay.
Good luck. Call in, you know, get download Tinder, set up the dates. And call back in. Let me know. But wear protection, all right?
Will do.
Have a good one.
Eric Perez says 3 = 9. JJ, I'm never gonna touch a Western woman, yuck. Yeah, what the I am so tired. I understand that lisp though. Is it me? I think I have a lisp. Oh, $100 super chat.
The big
chat.
Bomb.
Thank you for a great show, Pearl. $100. Aw. Thank you. Look, women only like 20% of men, all right? And I could tell women to not go for them, right? But they're not going to do it. So if she's going to pick 20, maybe 30% of men, she's got to, like, those guys have choice. And she's got to, you got to smash in order to figure out if he likes you or not. It's just, he's going to ghost you regardless. Like if he's going to ghost. So, yeah.
If she was smart, she realized that she hasn't dated since she was 19 and she's 28. So she should take the first decent guy she can get.
Yeah.
Like if she keeps her stands reasonable and she gets out there, she shouldn't really have a problem.
Well, I guess she'll call back
in. A lot
of
thirsty guys out there, though.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Another new person. Charles, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What did you catch? Gonorrhea, chlamydia? What happens, Charles?
I caught chlamydia back in college. I have no idea how, really, but, you know. No, you know how it go.
You don't know how?
I mean, sex, you know, through sex, of course, but, you know, I don't know, like, the person, the thing, place, thing, whatever.
Well, how many women did you sleep with before you got tested? And how many were protected?
Not many. back then, you know, but it was enough for me to not really know specifically. About 10, I would say.
Okay, 10. So you had sex with 10 women and one gave you chlamydia. Or did you say gonorrhea?
Yeah.
Chlamydia, you said.
Chlamydia, no, I don't gonorrhea, no.
Okay. And did you tell the women that you had it, or were you just like, nah, I'm going to just take my
medicine? I let the last person, you know, the last few people, whoever I could remember, you know, for sure, you know.
Okay. And what race and age were the women you were sleeping with at the time? Just if you...
African-American.
About Come on, you already know this. Come on now.
I mean, you can't
I don't know.
That.
I can't see him.
Yeah, you can.
So I don't know what he's... I don't know
I will.
What he looks like. All right. Say it, Doug.
Buddy,
go ahead.
Buddy, you don't know me.
What?
You don't know me, buddy. You can't really just call it out like that, you know? Like, I've slept with Asian women during that time frame, I can recall, you know? But it's not a big deal.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever had any... Did you ever catch any other STDs in the time period or no?
No, I just knew that every time I drank an Arizona iced tea and it burned, I needed to go to the doctor. So I stopped having sex with women and I started wearing condoms, you know?
Yeah. All right, that's how it goes. Doug MPA, you got any other questions for him?
Nah, man. You know, thanks for sharing your story. The more people share, the more this gets out. And people know this is out here, man. Not enough people talk about the dangers of being out in this current dating market, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's why you got to check me out on No Cosign TV on Kick. I'm out here, baby.
All right. Cool. Thanks for calling right. in.
Yeah, have a good one, buddy.
Nice to talk to you, Pearly.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. Okay. We have a regular that's coming on.
Is it Dustin or someone else?
No, it's a JC.
Okay. JC, how's it going?
Audio's connecting. One second.
Still coming? All right.
JC, are you there? JC? JC, are you there? JC going once. JC going twice. Back in the waiting room. And then we have not Sean, our friend Sean, but well, this is I hit Angel on accident. Angel, you're on mute. Angel,
I think I wrote Angel? Your super chat, but I'll refresh it to see if I missed it. Someone
said, "There we go."
Angel, what's going on? What'd you catch?
Hey, I've been...
How are
Hello?
You? Go ahead.
Not too bad. I think I sent you a message a while back, but. My thing is, a lot of these women are in the church.
Okay.
A lot of these women are in the church, and even they're still kind of helping each other out, even within the church. So even like, as a guy might get divorced and he's fighting for custody, the women at church will also help that woman save face. So it's a little bit difficult for men to kind of fight for custody and do all of these things for their kids and change all of this stuff mm-hmm. when there's a lot more community of women helping out each other and there's not enough men helping each other out.
Yeah. So does that relate to the topic, gonorrhea, chlamydia? Like, is there STDs in the church? Did you sleep with a girl that had one?
I hear a lot of it from the people at church. Oh, it's okay. A lot of people just kind of sleeping around with each other, just as much as we kind of already know that a lot of them will sleep with the pastor. They're all sleeping with each other in many ways. And a lot of it is kind of how these little orgies are being orchestrated. The women in the church are the ones actually organizing a lot of this stuff. Doesn't matter if it's the Seventh-day Adventist, the LDS, the Catholics. A lot of the women are the ones that are running these things within the churches.
Angel, did you hear the first part of the show or no?
I caught in last minute.
Okay, sorry. I can't. We put these shows together. We stay on topic. Appreciate you calling in, but guys, you got to stay on topic and try to listen to the first part of the show because we set the table for call-in questions and for... a good exchange of ideas. So please, if you can, catch the first part of the show. We'd really appreciate that. And don't just call in to try to talk about anything you want to talk about because, you know, I get a little upset, but Pearl gets really upset. So we are going to bring on Sean, S-H-A-W-N.
Not sure. Pearl Reed, not sure what happened on the audio. Had to power the headset back on. Okay, well, Pearl can start a matchmaking service, Red Pill 304s, that will put out on the first date, sign a prenup, and give the gluck gluck. I would add an STD screening in my matchmaking service. That's what I would do. Yep, I want to test you for HPV, herpes, gonorrhea, and I'll have a specific doctor you have to consent to share. And if you don't, well, that's totally fine, but you're going to be opted out of my service. Go ahead, Doug MPA.
Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing well. How's it going?
Sean, what you got for me? Chlamydia or gonorrhea?
It was actually syphilis. That was the one I did not expect, and I only hit it raw one time in college. Other than that, I have had so many girls who've come back to me who've told me, like, because, like, if I'm seeing a girl for some time, I usually do ask them to get tested because, like, I'm still using condoms with them, but, like, just in case. And so many of them have come back to me with gonorrhea, chlamydia. I would say HPV is probably, like, the most common, especially back in college. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of girls, they really don't get tested here in the U.S. Like, so for girls that I've dated, like, my time spent in the U.K., they all get tested very frequently. So that's more of a common thing that I've observed over there. But here in the States, especially in the South, like I'm in Texas and Houston, most women are not really getting tested and they're just kind of like carrying it until they get symptoms. That's what I've noticed.
Was the syphilis from the raw sex or was it from sex with a condom?
Syphilis was from raw sex.
Okay. So the the one time you did it raw, you got syphilis.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just bad luck, but, I mean, other than that, I have used condoms and I've never picked anything up, luckily, right? Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed. You know, after that sort of experience, my mentality was, you know, you can't really trust girls because they don't really get tested. And then number two is like, you know, just because you're seeing her or you're in a relationship with her, like never assume that you're really out in the clear, right? It's kind of like birth control, right? Girls should be taking care of that on themselves. They shouldn't be hoping guys pull out in time. I kind of had the same mentality when it came to using condoms going forward, which is I should always use condoms. Like,
What was the race of the girl and looks 1 to 10?
I would say she's probably a 5.5. She was a white girl. Okay. But what I've noticed is like pretty much black girls probably had the most amount of like STDs who I've dealt with. And they were the most common about like just letting you hit it raw. Like they're the ones who did not care if you used a condom. And if anything, to Doug MPA's point, many of them here in the South, they do look at you weird, like if you are using a condom, like they're kind of wondering if you have something and that's why you want to use it and not like necessarily like you're using it because you're scared of them necessarily. But I would say black women and Hispanic women, like I went to a high school system that is pretty much in the bad area of town. So my like basically it was basically an underserved community. You can think of it that way, demographics wise. And like pretty much the girls let pretty much every guy hit it raw. Like it was unusual for guys to use condoms. So if you're the one suggesting it, like they kind of look at you like, okay, like, but that's kind of weird.
How many girls have you asked to get STD tests?
I would say about over 15 that I've asked, but it's like, I kind of look at them and like, you kind of know they're the types who would likely pick it up versus the ones who, you know, you think are like a little more.
Okay. So out of the 15, how many came back and said they had something? Or how many did it and how many came back and said they had something?
So I would say 10 probably did it. And I would say 8 came back and told me they had something. And then
no way. You know, that
and then
high,
2 so wouldn't even tell me. They just stopped talking to me going forward.
What? So like, what percent were black, white, Asian guests, like ballpark?
I would say it was probably like about a third each, like about a third Latino, third black, third Asian.
Wow. And so did any, no white girls, you discriminate? Sorry.
No, I mean, like I would say it's about half-half. Like okay, most of those girls are either on birth control or, you know, they tell you to use condoms. But like, I actually saw less of that with them, ironically.
What were the ages of the girls that had stuff? Were they usually under 25 or over?
I would say it's pretty much 20s and 30s. Like majority of them were in the 20s because that's what I was dealing when they were young. But there's plenty of girls in their 30s who have them.
Okay. Yeah.
So are you black, white, Asian?
He's not.
I'm South Asian.
Okay. I was like, he doesn't sound black. I was going to guess Latino or Asian. Go ahead.
You know, I get that all the time. So I never try to say if people sound black or not, because I've gotten that I don't sound black my whole life. But Asian guys, white guys, got to watch out, man, because the B dubs, they're quote unquote divesting from us and going for all you guys.
I've seen that on so many of their profiles saying, I don't date black men. And I'm just like, what? Like, to your point, I think there is a social media trend of that going on, but yeah. I don't know how much success they're really having. Most of them have kids.
Did any of the girls come back and say they had herpes?
Yeah. I mean, so many girls have had HPV, but the thing is for guys, like, you can't really test it for guys, right? So
they do, because I don't think they test you when they said they normally don't test for HPV in women unless you have like a symptom, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're right about that. But usually when they get tested, that's when they find that they actually have had it, like, or like they just haven't gotten any sort of treatment.
Yeah, because I'm like, usually in the UK, they have more in-depth HPV testing, but in the US, it's like symptoms pretty much. Okay, so if they had it, because there's like a million strains, so they probably had 16 or 18 if they had symptoms.
Yeah, in my college dorm room, like our RA basically, because it was like half guys, half girls, basically called a hall meeting, was basically like, we've had so many reports of HPV, and this was like back in the, 2010s time period. Like, it was very common for that to pass around and people wouldn't know until they got tested because they had concerns for something else.
Yeah. All right.
So
again,
I'm gonna say one last thing. So these black women that have I don't date black men on their profiles, they're leaving off the last part. They don't date them anymore.
Yeah, right now.
I mean, my perspective is I think they're looking for providers, quote unquote. That's they're dating out. But they still desire black men. Like, you can tell. Like, I have plenty of Nigerian friends who just, they crush it on the dating market. And so when they see an African guy, they think, oh, he's going to be a provider. So I'm not going to mess with a black American man. But that's actually what I want. I want a black guy who's basically has Asian-like qualities. You can think of it in terms of, like, finances.
Here's the thing. Remember, Pookie, Tyro, and Nug Nug have magical powers, hypnotic powers over these women. So any of your friends who get with these women, they're going to have to worry about providing for one of these women while they're still getting dug out by freaking Nug Nug. So they got to watch out.
Pretty much. I agree with that.
All right. Cool. Good luck out there.
Yeah, be careful, man.
Thanks, everyone.
Sean's always a good call. And last, we're going to try and see if we have JC back on. Guys, like the stream. We really appreciate you guys being here on a Friday night with us. There STD, are 486 likes.
This could be the STD Fridays.
I only have a couple of more of these in me, bro. Yeah. I can't do
many
more.
Oh, no, we're doing HPV,
these.
Syphilis. Let's go.
JC, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Can you hear me just on?
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you. What'd you get, JC?
I got chlamydia when I was like 19 in college.
Did you learn your lesson, college, or did you still hit it raw?
I went on a string. After that, I went on a string of long relationships with less people.
Okay. So, did you know who gave it to you, or no?
I have it narrowed down. I never found out 100% for sure, but I was juggling 1, 2, 3, 4. I started making a list when I saw this topic come up, because I knew these questions were coming up.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5. I was juggling 7 girls at the time. Well, only one was like insistent on protection, and I had another 4 that I had not even slept with yet. So that got delayed because of that. But so I'm pretty sure it was either like, my ex-wife or another chick that I was seeing, but she was like an hour away, so she had more opportunities to see other people.
So could you rate them 1 to 10, and then also tell me the race and age at the time of that?
All white and Hispanic.
White and Hispanic. And
white, like, and Hispanic.
Under 25, over 25, how old?
Rate, all of them were ages like 18 to, I think, 25, 26.
Okay, so
I was 19 at the time, so it was in the general ballpark.
Yeah.
And they were all about they wouldn't do good in big cities, but they were like small town 5 to 7s.
Okay. So how many women did you sleep with before you caught something?
I'd say there were just 7 that I was active with. And let's say I was 19 and I'd been in a relationship until I was 18. So okay.
So like 10.
Maybe. Yeah. So I was like around 10.
Yeah. Okay. That seems to be the most common answer. 10 people in STD for the men. The women, 1 for 3. It's rough out there, ladies.
Well, that's because they got a smaller selection group. They're like, men, we shoot shotguns. We're trying to hit whatever we can. Men, women shoot sniper rifles. They're trying to hit one good thing.
Yeah, totally. Doug MP, you got any other questions for him?
No, I don't. Just be careful out there, man.
Oh,
be
no, careful. No, I'm all good now. Y'all heard from me a few times. I'm married now, clean, got our kids. We're good now. I was wild when I was younger.
Hey, yeah.
Those college days, man. Those college campus guys, be careful in college.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I live in like a party town on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
And that is everybody.
Oh, I thought you said Sean called in.
Oh, no. The Asian guy that we were talking to.
Oh, that was Sean.
Okay. He's Sean, too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's S-H-A-W-N.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, guys. I'm very bad with names, but I do remember voices and stories and faces. So, okay. Well, thanks, guys, for telling me about your chlamydia. Your gonorrhea. I'm thinking HPV next week. What are you thinking?
Yeah, let's do it.
STD Fridays. We got to get beer or something to get through this. Hey,
we also have a request from Covey in the chat. He wants to do a single mother's survivor show.
Oh.
So people who survive single mothers can call in. So that'll be Thursday.
A great show.
So,
okay, so, all right, guys, after this show or tomorrow, Doug MPA is actually doing his own show tomorrow. So he's going to react to one of the pregame episodes. I'm out of town, so Doug MPA is going to do a show tomorrow.
I can do a little preamble. So, guys, I've been supporting Pearl since the beginning. I think she had, like, less than 20,000 subs when I became a mod on her channel and started supporting her. The pregame show, some of the people in the chat have no idea that Pearl had her pregame show, and I modded every single one of them. So I know the players. I know what was going on, so I'm going to react to one of their older shows because we're going to push the Audacity website again. We're going to start investing into that again, and all of our old content is on the Audacity site. So this time tomorrow, 8 Eastern, 7 Pacific, I'm going to be reacting to one of her older shows, one of my favorites. So tune in tomorrow. We'd love to have you here because Pearl is traveling for a couple of days. So I'll do the show on Saturday. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I was supposed to move this week, guys. And the housing. The housing I thought sounded too be good to be true was, in fact, too good to be true. So I gotta find out something out. So it's all right, but I got to go look. But anyways, guys, thanks for talking to me tonight. I really appreciate you all being honest on the show. I know in the past I've said, you know, at times, sometimes we try to moralize a lot, but I'm really trying to get away from that. I just want to know what's going on in the dating market. So the more we can have people call in and be honest about their situations and stories, the better. Doug and PA, you got any other final thoughts?
No, it's just, you know, I'm lucky enough where I haven't gotten any of that. Make sure to get tested, guys. You know, I get a physical every 6 months because I have really good insurance, but get tested, guys. It doesn't cost that much. You have to know what you're sitting on. Okay. So get tested as much as you can, get a physical. A lot of us guys, we're too stubborn or too dumb to go to the doctor, but there's more of a risk now more than ever, especially if you're setting them up and knocking them down, guys. Get tested. Okay. That's it.
All right. Thanks, guys, for watching. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. I'll see you next time.